You're listening to Dr. Bill Cortestis and Dr. Gaurav Bahardi on It's Complicated, the podcast that uncomplicates the mental and physical aspects of life and the aesthetic surgery to help anyone committed to achieving their personal best.
I'm 70, incredible.
70 pounds.
70 pounds. What a impact and change. Mm-hmm. You somehow, I think, are more energetic than you were before when you were your 70, which is virtually impossible.
I didn't even realize how out of shape I was. Like, honestly, when I first started getting back in the gym, I was fucking walking on the treadmill, like at a speed of one, you know, and then slowly kind of built up. And, you know, it just happens so slowly over time. And the same thing our patients tell us, like, just don't know what happened. You know, it wasn't like I just started binge eating and just kind of grew and then weren't scrubs and weren't wearing.
And you're following your passion. You were just, you're developing an incredible practice and you neglect yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you look up and you're like, fuck, I don't even know where I'm at.
Yeah, walk me through the 70-pound weight.
Yeah, when did this start?
Yeah, no, this was pretty incredible. So I'll back up into the story and kind of get started. Honestly, I'd had a physician join us, and it's always funny because, like you guys, you know, we always welcome people to our practice mm-hmm. to come check things out. And someone came to visit us, and you always learn as much from the people visiting you as you teach them. And so it was a Renuvion, and somebody was learning about some body tightening stuff, which I think we're going to get to in a minute. Mm. But, you know, we're just talking offline stuff, and he's like, hey, you know, I've been thinking about starting this weight loss stuff. And so he had talked about some of these new semaglutide medications that were coming out. So I was like, oh, let me do a little research in this, kind of see it. I personally, honestly made the move when I had bought this new suit for my birthday, went to feed my little Winston Frenchie, tore my pants. I was like, fuck, I got to change something.
Bill splits his
yeah.
Splits his pants all the fucking. He orders three pants for each suit.
I just couldn't do it. But at that point, I started myself on the shots in October. And then I saw such a dramatic change right away that I brought it onto our practice. And honestly, when we first started it in our practice, it was just going to be for pre-op patients. Uh-huh. Because, like, as you guys, it's almost frustrating for the patients. It's frustrating for us when we bring patients on and then you can't even, you know, it's like, hey, you got to lose 30, 40 pounds. It's not safe to do your surgery. We're not going to get a great result. And so that's where we started. But then they came on and he was like, oh, can my husband try this? Can my significant other get on this? And so then we expanded it in our practice. And honestly, it's absolutely exploded in terms of our practice, but has led to something that we were talking offline about, this weight loss revolution. And what do we do now that we have, you know, 2 million prescriptions of Wegovy, you know, flowing around in the United States now?
It's incredible. You know, I will have to say though, I remember, watching you through this and we stay connected, you know, texting, but we stay connected on social.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hit you up and I was like, I think it's time for us to bring this into our practice. Mm-hmm. And so, we have done the same thing, and I will tell you, and we trying to do it in a very responsible way. So maybe we can speak to that at some other point, but regardless, we've done it. We've been very cautious, very careful about who and what and how we do this and make sure we have a fundamental program of more than just giving them a shot. Yeah. And also helping them with lifestyle adjustments, modification, weaning them to whatever maintenance dose is appropriate for them. But my God, I mean, massive adoption, and we've had just incredible change on people. And so many of, like, the team, the staff have wanted to do it. Joe Hunstead, our business mm-hmm. partner, is doing it. And
we're at this meeting. It's one of in hot topics. And how many people raised their hand and say they're on the medication? It was overwhelming.
It was incredible.
It was like 80% of the people.
And you're seeing people that, like, you know well, and mm-hmm. you're like, oh my God, you look, you know, like a different person, but look healthy. I mean, you mm-hmm. look good. And so I think that's remarkable, but I think you hit on a great point. All right. So some people are swinging 70 pounds. Mm-hmm. Some people are swinging 20 pounds. That leads to some dramatic change for patients. I mean, diffusely all over their body. And I think brings about a new issue that we're going to have to, you know, plan for and help that patient through so that they want to actually stay where they are. Because sometimes there can mm-hmm. be this opposite shift where, like, oh my God, I don't like this. I'm going to back.
The skin changes after you lose that much weight. You know, you get those massive, they become massive weight loss patients. So they look prematurely aged. Their jowls are hanging. They've got neck skin hanging. They've got extra skin on their stomach. Their butt's loose and saggy. So got to do all these things to try to address that just to get them back into that good shape that they want. Cause now they feel great, but they don't feel like they look great. So, like, they want to finish that piece of the puzzle.
I don't think it's just the weight loss. It's the speed of that weight loss that plays a part mm-hmm. in it. And that combo that really changes things. So what do you do to address to these patients? What are you letting them know? And what are the steps that they can take as they are losing the weight.
Yeah, no question. I mean, this whole Ozempic face and body, you know, is something there. And weight loss patients, like you said, isn't new to us in terms of this because we've treated them for a long time, but it's the number of people that are coming in with this. And also a unique population because I think you're seeing a lot younger patients. You're also seeing a lot more of those patients in the 20 to 40 pounds because in the past, it was a pretty straightforward. It was a multiple stages, big surgeries, a lot of skin. But in the 20 to 40, I think they have a lot of great options in terms of this. And
yes.
Let me even just start with what I've done for myself personally, and then we can kind of keep rolling from there. I've honestly started a couple things and some of these programs we've rolled out into our practice because they've helped me, but we started a program called Skinny Sculptra. So again, trying to get people, like you mentioned earlier and offline about what can you do proactively before? Because now we have control of this. So when they're coming through our office and you're being responsible about it, you don't have to wait till they have a problem. We can address a lot of these as they're going along the process with
us. Patients hate surprises. We all hate surprises.
Right. And if we can mitigate some of that skin laxity, some of those things as they're going. So I've personally started Skinny Sculpture, which is just one vial, you know, periodically to reproduce some of that collagen.
When do you start it?
I started it about 3 months into it. So before my skin completely came down, we're exploring a concept called structural sandwich of this collagen. So I did at the exact same time, RF microneedling of my skin and then the sculpture underneath to see if you can't sandwich that skin from below and above in terms of building some of that collagen stuff. I'll be honest, I've even done a little bit of jawline filler just to try and kind of pull that skin out a little bit. You know, so that's what I've done personally. Dr. Arredondo here is hopefully going to do a little MyElevate for me for my birthday in October just to finish
charge
off
him,
some of
charge
that.
Charge him.
It'll be a premium.
I'm going to be a pain in the butt. He better get his money's worth from this.
but that's interesting. I didn't mean to talk over.
Oh, no,
over
go ahead.
We have available a lot of technology that can be used to combat some of the issues that we are dealing with, where you have the exacerbation or hastening of, you know, aging, i.e. skin laxity, and using energy-based platforms I think can help. But what you hit on is really important is that you have to approach things multimodally. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the simplest shit is the most valuable, i.e. just at least some sort of skincare and hydration. But then the next thing is going to be like an energy modality, whether that be, you know, RF needling or super light CO2 laser resurfacing, but biostimulators are incredible. They're finally getting the attention that they deserve, I think now, and multiple sessions, and there are different kinds. You know, you mentioned Sculptra, Radius is a great biostimulator
too.
We use
a lot of Radius.
Yeah. And I think there's some newer ones coming from our industry partners that are going to be, I think, even more robust. And then there's, you know, injectable fat. That's really valuable. You guys use any Renuva?
Yeah, we use some Renuva, and then we also even use, you know, underneath skin tightening, whether you use Renuvion or Body Tight. I think those are going to become so prevalent because you guys do a ton of body contouring, and I think, you know, the amount of people who are going to be able to get away with liposuction and not, you know, do this is going to decrease because these 20, 30 pounds are going to have a little bit of that laxity and not get the result they want if you don't combine something.
And, you know, and sometimes these are the standalone ones where we, you know, I know you love Renuvion. We love Renuvion also. And it's almost with every single lipo case that we do, but there's certain instances where I think we're going to have just isolated Renuvion treatment where you might go in there pre-tunnel a little bit, but you're really not suctioning.
Right. Just to get that skin to redrape, to really let that structural change happen.
Sean's done a lot of these in the office because again, some of these people who just have a little bit of neck or arm stuff, which are problem areas because the skin's so thin. It's actually amazing. Some of these energy devices, and maybe Sean can lead to it about how quick and easy some of those are. And you don't even need general anesthesia.
Oh yeah. It's fantastic. I just tend to over to mess a little bit. So just, you know, 200 to 400 cc's in the neck. So it gets pretty full. They tolerate it fine. Most of the people I'm doing a little bit of liposuction, but I feel like it's important to really, like you said, just really loosen up that tissue, allow that to drape back. And it's been born because I'm just new in practice. So when I don't have OR time booked, what can I do instead? I've got the procedure room right there. And we've done a lot of arms, necks, thighs, and then adding the Renuvion, I think is a game changer for those because Mike,
you bring up a really good point, right? The stuff that we're doing in the face, you can also do in the body, right?
Yes,
it's not just isolated to one part of the body. Mm-hmm. You end up doing it in multiple areas and can be done simultaneously. You can do the neck and the body all at the same time under local anesthesia.
Mm-hmm. And here's the interesting thing, and that this is, I love what you said about the face. Historically, patients, and this is a little bit of a tangent, but I'll bring it back, is that, you know, patients
shocking,
would always,
geez, gonna go on a
no,
tangent
patients
here.
Would always, patients always would invest heavily on their face. When it comes to skin products, sunblock, et cetera, because that's what's the most highly visible thing. If you're able to do and pledge that same attention to the rest of the body, you know, you start spreading and taking care of the face in a way that you take care of your décolleté the same way, the extremities, etc. So a lot of those things can be cross-pollinated, are extremely important, and I think need to be done. But this combination of energy, and so in the face we're adding, using energy, using biostimulator, using resurfacing, all of those things can be used anywhere on the body. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the settings are different, right? Because the behavior and the dermal thickness, et cetera, the pilosebaceous units are very different. But I think that's really interesting that you can do these things practically anywhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, call it what it is. If there's a tremendous amount of excess, if there's real laxity, then we can always go the surgical route. But I think what we can do with technology is we can downgrade what would needed to be or historically have been done, like mix. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, you know, someone loses 20 pounds or 30 pounds, they don't want to have a circumferential body lift and incision all the way around. Nothing's wrong with that surgery.
You bring up a really good point, G, is like, what, I mean, how often can you do these technologies, right? Is this a one and done kind of thing, or are we doing repeated treatments? Because that's what our listeners really want to know.
And especially because we're seeing such a young group of patients. So, mm-hmm. you know, these people are going to need multiple treatments, and you hate to be so invasive on a 25, 27-year-old, because I think, again, this is the unique population that we're seeing with the Ozempic face and body.
Yeah, you know, people want minimally invasive stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's why I think this Ozempic craze is happening. It's like, this is a simple solution to a problem that we have ongoing in this country, and they can, it works, and it works really, really well. And so they want the next portion of that, which is what we're talking about now. And they want this simple, minimally invasive way to approach it.
Yeah, and even more important, like for us, is our intent, and I know it is yours too, it's like, when we take care of a patient, we have no interest in doing a procedure and them disappearing. Mm-hmm. We have no interest in them just being coming to you for their weight loss. We actually are almost like we are their provider, and mm-hmm. we have to take care of all aspects of their care. And I think we are becoming more of their generalist. Like, we are addressing a lot of their other needs and generalized well-being and wellness. Because you all know, and I think we all believe, how important your aesthetic well-being is to your overall well-being. Mm-hmm. And that now we're finally combining, you know, everybody's adding this small bit into their practice, but I think what we're all, it's unmasking, is that this is a little bit of peace. This is that catalyst, but the lifestyle improvement, the nutrition, et cetera. And then all the modalities that we have now, not only are making people look better, they're feeling better, and they're having a better lifestyle. And now we're moving into longevity, mm-hmm. which is really important.
And for the first time in all the things that we brag about that we can do, we're changing their lifespan. We're changing their quality of life at the end of that lifespan. But the things that we're doing right now, we've never had the opportunity to change people's lives the way we do right now in terms of this. You know, from an aesthetic standpoint, I'll tell you, me personally, I haven't been excited about shopping, coming ready for this meeting. You know, I went and bought three new suits, and I was super excited about this, because you're right, it changes your whole outlook about stuff, because you're like, there's nothing worse than going shopping and being like, damn, I'm not upgrading a size. I can still fit into this. And they're like, you know, that's heartbreaking. And so to be able to be, you know, comfortable in your own skin, I think is priceless.
It is priceless. And I think the other thing too is, I think we're making sure, and I think the verdict is still out, but we want to make sure that we have sustainability and stability for these patients from a standpoint. And I think I'd love to hear you speak on this, but it's very important for us when we decided to embark on this addition into the practice, is that it has to be something that's long-term sustainable, and that's the thing that people can stick with. What you don't want is just to have this undulating mm-hmm. pattern. I would say that is actually probably the worst thing from an aesthetic and the skin laxity standpoint. Mm-hmm. If you have swing, I think that's really when you have the most difficult case to address, where you have swing up, swing down, swing up, swing down, swing up, swing down, because you go through this cycle of stretching and deflating.
And no question, that's something that we do, and Sean Pye sees the most weight loss patients in our practice, but it's, you know, we see them monthly, it's guiding them. We turn down a lot of patients because they come in and they just want to lose 10 pounds before a wedding or between something, and have no real plans for a lifestyle change. Those are not good candidates for us, because we're not doing them any favors. That's not what this drug is designed for. You know, we do a lot of education like you guys do in terms of lifestyle, because we tell, this is just one tool to help you get there, but this is a standalone is not the answer, right, in terms of this.
Right. We call it the skinny shot, but really it's not about making people just skinny. No. This is about changing the fundamental way they interact with life, their relationship with food, to a healthy relationship. We're not trying to make people skinny. We're trying to make them healthy and happy. And this makes it so easy to do, because people just respond so well to it.
I think this is super exciting. I know that you guys got a couple more talks you got to get to, so we won't keep you, honestly, but can't thank you guys enough for taking a little time to be on our show. So yeah. Super appreciate it.
No, thank you for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Links to learn more about anything mentioned on today's show are available in the show notes. To learn more about Dr. Bill Cortesis and Dr. Gaurav Bahardi and the entire team of HKB Cosmetic Surgery, just go to hkbsurgery.com or follow HKB on Instagram at HKB Cosmetic Surgery. Subscribe to our newsletter for key takeaways from each episode, links to any resources we discuss, and promo codes or giveaways from HKB and our partners. If this show has helped you in any way, if you learned something, write a review on Apple Podcasts and share the podcast with a friend. Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code PODCAST to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more. It's Complicated is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.